Not for air underground radio here on podunkradio.com.
It's over.
Yep, shit the bed.
You shouldn't say when we're going to record. Just do it. Just do it.
We're here.
All I know is Michigan's blowing it right now.
Shit, I fucked up. We're at Redemption. But Nick knows about Redemption, know we, from back in the day here.
Grant's going to shove a microphone in his face.
Yeah, the stage is gone. The stage you used to hate. Anyway, we're here with OSF. Well, two members of OSF and Nick from Break the Hero. It's local St. Lucie boys. I don't know why I sounded very gay, boys.
It's recording hour. We have recording tips. Recording tips with Nick.
We might actually do that show, Recording Tips with Nick.
Like a 30-second recording tip. What would be just a tidbit of information, a little bite-sized bit of information.
For mixing and recording.
To the listeners who might be interested in recording.
Which tidbit would you like to talk about? I need a topic.
Oh, shit.
Sound levels.
Do not clip the sound levels.
Digital clipping is no joke. See, analog gives you a little more leeway.
Yeah.
If you're using digital, which probably 99.9% of people are
nowadays, yeah.
Just don't clip, bro. Don't clip. But you don't want some weak ass signal going in there either.
No.
Because then you're gonna get a bunch of hiss and all kinds of weird shit. So just don't.
Well, what do you got
for
us?
As loud as you can without clipping, basically.
Right. There you go. So that's Aaron and Nick.
Try to keep it at like around -6 dB.
There you go.
-6. All right.
Good advice. Make sure that thing's on.
Should you compress? Okay.
Is that on?
All right, another question.
Is the microphone on? Make sure it's on.
It's on, yeah.
Okay.
Should you compress? on the way in or record dry and compress later or both?
He's mesmerized by Audacity right now.
It depends. Do you have the gear to record or to compress outboard?
Well, assuming you have the capability. If you don't have the capability, obviously you can't do it. So if you do, you should compress lightly on the way in.
Depends on the sound that you're going for. If you can capture the sound exactly how you want it before it hits the computer.
Yeah, but I mean, it's so fast.
All right. It's little tweaking.
This is more than 30 seconds.
A bunch of bullshit, basically.
Not
fixed. Right. Gotcha.
So that's Aaron and Nick. Nick's from Break the Hero. Aaron, how's OSF?
That was Recording Corner with Nick DiRio.
Oh, Recording Corner. We're going to copyright
that. Your little tidbit of information.
You know, we can put breaks like that in Podunk Radio. Like, every hour we'll have like a quick little break.
Please. I'm just going to people like, what's the Bobcat? I'll just be like, don't fucking do it!
the Bobcat Goldthwait.
Did Nick and Thunder Horse Studios do you guys' album? Thunder
Horse?
Your EP?
Thunder like, Horse.
Thunder like House, sorry.
Death
Thunder
Horse. Horse. Thunder House.
Thunder Horse is something
that
my girls
say. But did they do your EP?
Thunder Horse is just the nickname. Yeah.
But they did your EP, right? Like, recorded it and everything at their studio? Very nice. Yep. And it sounds good. We played it on Cutthroat.
Nick's Recording Advice Corner is, you know, you're getting good quality advice.
And what is Aaron's sex metal talk show about?
Who's Aaron?
OSF.
Aaron? Yeah, Aaron.
Aaron who? Which one?
Grant, I think he's talking to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Grant.
Grant? I don't know.
I mean, sometimes I call myself Aaron, maybe? I guess.
You know what? I got confused with the guy at the skate shop.
Oh, yeah. It's actually his birthday tonight,
Dick.
And he asked.
No, we're not.
No, don't edit it out because
I'm an asshole.
Aaron,
keep calling him Aaron.
It's Aaron Jewett's birthday tonight, and
Grant
he asked
Stoltz
for a birthday shout out. So happy birthday, Aaron.
And I'm gonna start calling
30,
Dave or Ryan.
30 fucking eight.
There you go.
What's up, Ryan?
You are. Yeah, he's not 38. He's
Ryan's black too. Just why not mix everything up?
Fuck it.
Ryan?
I don't know. I don't even know
Brian
who Ryan
Jackson.
Is.
No,
Brian, Brian Jackson.
I don't know.
That's next
I didn't
one.
Know him, but we're playing his show. Jackson. I know. That could be.
On this flyer, it says, In Motion, Church and State, Tarantula Gargantua, which is backwards for Gargantua.
Gartar? Gartar's the shit,
up,
dude.
Pub Wreckers. Yep, don't see Break the... Oh, there you are, Break the Hero. Yeah.
I know, yeah.
Next to the prescription.
Yeah, but we're above the...
I know. No, they're next to the...
No, we're above it.
This way, okay.
If you're holding it vertically, we're
Billy,
above them.
Don't pay attention to him, Billy.
If you hold it upside down, OSF's at the front, at
yeah,
the top.
OSF is up at the top.
There's too. OSF, yeah.
Always got that in, but, you know...
What did we learn about church girls sucking dick?
On the very first episode of this, isn't it?
Right. But you know what? We were talking about it earlier, and they came out with the suck dick. But, you know, quite a bit before that, we were
Nick
doing...
Nick is really stunning the flyer.
We were doing the suck my dick.
I was
like
really... I don't know. I don't even know where they got the whole sucking dick from.
They just took one word out of it, really. Yeah. I mean, unoriginal bastards.
I'm sitting here wearing this T-shirt.
You are.
It's like,
are
no, they're a bunch of whores. I swear.
Who's the chick in that picture, anyway? Who is that? It's not Natasha.
No.
That ain't Natasha.
No.
The girl or the guys?
Oh.
Wait, repeat that for a second.
Who sucks dick better?
I think
the girls, the girl or the guy?
I think a guy.
Well, okay, I can vouch for Jamie right now.
Yeah,
okay.
No, Jamie can handle three at once very well, so.
Don't ask how we know it, but we know
it. Is that like a drummer thing?
I don't know. Yeah, he's good with sticks, maybe? I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but...
I think... Not that I would know, personally. when it comes to the guy sucking dick. Like, a guy knows how to jerk off properly, so I would think...
A guy knows what a guy wants.
Yeah.
This is taking a fucking scary turn, dude.
Oh.
We went from, like, being PC, talking fucking mixing and shit, to sucking dick really quick.
Now that we've discussed technical recording tips, let's talk about dicks.
Who's gonna take
you're
the better dicks?
Sex metal.
You heard a few things. I want to record music. Get my dick sucked.
I mean, I think that should
what
be a T-shirt, by
music?
The way.
Is playing music.
I just want to record an album and suck dick.
You don't want to play it. You want to record it.
And then there's Sean Styles.
You're just going to record for
he's
now
fucking
on your...
somebody give him a microphone.
What do you have mics for?
No reason. Just
radio.
Talking to it.
You all on a fucking radio?
Yeah.
Shout out all South Florida. Free everybody besides the fucking murderers and rapists. What's up?
That's my man. That's the young bird man right there.
So, other than the big Brian Jackson Fest, which pretty much everybody in the Treasure Coast is playing about.
Yeah.
What else you guys got in 2016 coming up?
2016? I don't know. We pretty much stopped there.
It's you're like, I don't care.
It's one, yeah.
The
shut
down.
Yeah,
right. That's Y2K.
It's the real Y2K.
Oh, is it?
Right.
The real Y2K.
Are you even talking to Clyde? Are you talking to Clyde? Because it's starting to get very Clyde-y.
What happened is they rewrote the code in 2015, but they did not write it past it.
They didn't anticipate like 15 years should be good.
And
right?
Dude, I'm not going to lie. I totally sat there when it was like turning 2000. I sat there with my Game Boy just to see if it would fucking shut up. I'm not kidding, dude. And guess what? That cocksucker did not shut up.
If it was going to happen, the Game Boy would
happen. Dude, that was my logic at the time. It was like, oh, fuck.
Wait,
absolutely.
How old were you?
Fuck, dude, I don't know, man. Like,
12? 14?
He was like 13.
I was 18.
Hey, he was 13.
Was
I'm from Fort Pierce, Florida.
What was that?
It's Game Boy. Wow, that's the first person I ever heard that.
Had a Game Boy.
Stared at a Game Boy screen at the turn of the century.
It might turn color. Hold on.
Listen, I didn't say that at the time I wasn't mildly retarded, because I may have been. I was in fucking weird classes. I was in a trailer.
Oh, yes.
His dad did drive the short bus.
By the way, that was in Y2K, that was before Pokemon was on Game Boy.
My dad was a... My dad was a... he was a birthday party clown, and I was in Esau classes. So... Again, I'm not sure.
What kind of classes was back when you went to school when you had to walk 20 miles?
Well, we didn't really have classes. There was one class with, like, kindergarten through 12 all in one.
Have
you ever seen Little House on the Prairie?
He got to the town in a cattle cart.
Did you? Oh, my God, there's Daryl.
Yes. My paw.
Paw.
You had horses, right?
Yeah, short stack.
I had a pet raccoon.
If you're from the north, they call him Rakins.
Over here. No, Nick didn't go to school. He just played in punk rock bands.
I did. I went to school.
And played punk
Daryl's
rock.
Daryl's rubbing his clit really hard right now.
Are you still playing punk rock bands?
No.
What do you call it?
We call it like indie what?
No, he's like rock punk.
Like death punk.
Death punk.
Death indie death. So indie death core.
Melodic death punk core.
There you go. Melodic indie death core post indie.
And OSF is sex metal sex metal core.
Sex metal core.
Post sex metal core.
After sex metal core.
Yeah. Right.
Do you have a pre-sex metal core that happens before sex?
We were sex metal, and now we're post sex metal.
Core.
It's like
core.
An after dinner mint, but with penises and drop C tuning.
An after dinner mint drop that tastes slightly musty. It's like when you stick your finger in your belly button and you smell it.
You're welcome, by the way. That'll fucking change your life. Do it. You'll never be able to stop. You'll never stop doing it.
When you wash
it's yourself. Fucking disgusting, kid.
So,
or when you try.
What are some
yourself.
Of your favorite local boys, bands, you know, you guys
local
like,
bands.
Besides yourselves.
Oh, God. I was just going to say OSF, really. Cause...
No, FYD. This band called FYD was my favorite, dude.
You're not in OSF.
Yeah, I don't really like us.
Which favorite band do you like that Dyer's in? Which is all of them?
Oh yeah, that's right. That's like it's still you didn't take any off the table. You didn't take any.
Is that band too?
He is in Double Nickel, right?
He is. I heard about
playing,
that.
Playing with Blood.
Are they kind of like Violent Femmes or something?
Violent
right?
Femmes, nice.
Or no?
I believe Dyer was in Violent Femmes. Why not? That's another punk band.
Violet Flims.
Violin.
Break the Bank Hero?
Violet, you scum.
You guys.
Violet, you scum.
Violet, you scum.
Look, soon Break the Hero will just be a recorded band. Like, they'll have a drum machine.
We talked about this earlier.
He wants to record, not play.
Dude, Michigan's sucking so much dick right now. It's fucking pissing me off.
A little context. He's watching.
It's a side project where it's just a backing track. And
in Minnesota's literally dry fucking them. Nobody's listening to me. That's awesome.
That's your favorite thing, isn't it?
No, I swear I didn't mean
that.
Right,
on those tracks? On those tracks? Another side.
It's gotta be like me doing hip hop, except I'm not doing hip hop, I'm doing punk.
Alright.
Cause I'm alive!
With the microphone. With the microphone.
Yeah, is there a problem with that?
No, I know what he's. Whoa, bro. Whoa, bro. It's cool. Simmer down.
I don't know. That's philosophy.
Take your meds, man. Take your meds.
We're talking philosophy now. This is philosophy.
Not on this show, we're not.
Oh. I have to do it myself.
Can you play bass, too?
These are philosophical quandaries.
You can't play bass.
I'm barely good at bass.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Who can't play bass?
I don't know. It's so easy. It's just like one string at a time.
That's only four of them.
And most of the time, you just on the same string over and over again.
Well, in a punk band, yeah.
Oh, man.
I like
if I played bass, I'd be in like 30 bands. You know what I mean?
somebody we know.
Shit.
Who do we know that does that?
I'm telling Joe right now. Fuck this.
Joe makes it an art form. He's like bouncing around and like fucking doing his dance with it.
That's so that he takes the illusion away of him just playing the same note over and over.
Yeah, we're kind of.
He can play the same note over and over again.
Brother?
Doing it a lot of bands.
Nothing much, man. You guys are interviewing and shit.
Yeah, there's Jay. Hey, Jay.
What are we talking about?
Joe Dyer.
And
we're talking about how much raw talent it takes to play bass guitar.
Bass.
He just fucking like gyrates around and shit. And wriggles around in his own key.
In his own key.
In his own pee.
He said his own pee.
Wallering around in his own pee on stage.
Barefooted as fuck.
Just throwing it around.
Just fucking.
God bless him for it.
Channeling a little G.G. Allen, but not quite to the same degree.
It takes talent to be in your OP while you're playing bass.
Damn.
Yeah,
that's...
It seems like it would be bad for the stream.
Yeah, that fucking done.
Does it say R. Kelly?
That he can play
that's part of it.
A different song than the rest of the band is playing, yet still sound okay.
That's fucking amazing, isn't it?
I feel like I came over here sidetracked. I feel like I took you guys on a different
track. On that note, has anyone here seen Joe? Because apparently he's looking for him.
Oh, is he looking for Joe?
Brother Joe?
You're looking for Joe?
Drunk.
Well, according to what you said, he's probably somewhere in some piss.
He's outside
of the pit.
Still in piss, though.
Still in piss, yeah.
Well, so you guys going to record anything else new any soon, or what?
We hope to. I mean, we've got a couple new songs that we've added to the playlist.
Nick, do you get permission to record?
They can record whatever they want.
Can you afford it?
Well, that's the question. That's the real question.
That's.
I do have to say this, though. For
Thunderhouse.
Balls. Not just say balls.
Studios. Balls.
Thank
balls.
You. Thank
balls,
you. I'm
balls,
done.
Balls, balls, balls. Balls.
Thank you, Daver. You're a real trooper.
No, but really, seriously? There you go. Nick did a great job on our recording. Put in way more time than we paid him for. Went above and beyond, and it sounds great.
You guys just
Thunderhouse Studios.
Nick, you guys got done with Spicoli's, right?
We are at the final stages.
Cool. They're good guys. They're good men.
Yes, they are.
Alton's got that shit down.
They're not from Treasure Coast, though. So.
No, they're in Bureau. That's a Treasure Coast.
Is Bureau? That's Bureau really yes. Count?
No, that's Indian Coast? River.
No, no. Listen, goddammit.
Where's the dividing line?
No. Melbourne. Past Sebastian is Space Coast.
Well, Melbourne is.
Well, so are we talking like the actual Sebastian Inlet?
Yes.
Okay, I can see that.
The county line?
Yes.
So where does it stop?
What, down to Treasure
at
Coast?
At Jupiter?
Jupiter.
So Jupiter is no longer Treasure Coast?
I don't think it ever was. I think it was always part of Palm Beach.
I think we should take Jupiter and fucking make it part of Treasure Coast.
I'm good with that. I'm from
I
Jupiter.
Think it
and I think we should give Vero back to Brevard.
No, I like Vero. Vero is some good punk bands. They got Spicoli,
I want to keep it
Flying Sharks.
I want to keep it reggae around
Sky
here.
Rockin'.
The Roken. I thought you said Skyrocket. I'm like, that's a cool Sky-a-rockin'? Band. Who's Skyrocket?
Skyrocket.
Hadouken.
Hadouken. Are you sure?
Rat Ruget.
I also said
Dorukin.
Dorukin?
I know. I interviewed those guys.
Hadouken?
Like, yeah.
Hadouken.
Rat Ruget.
Plus, we got Hadouken? Nod for Air and Podunk Radio. It's a win. What are we talking about?
Hadouken, Dairuken, Dairuken.
We're talking about Street
However
Fighter 2.
You want to play Street Fighter 2? You want to go to town?
Yeah.
We'll get fucking Joe Grover over here and we'll do it too.
Oh.
He's the champion.
No
who's
way.
The best? Who's the best?
Where are you?
Who is the best fighter? Really?
Ryu.
Ryu. Best fighter in Street Fighter?
I always played Ken.
Really?
Said, yeah.
Mm.
Ryu.
Because
I
who cares?
Chun-Li. She
no,
was
wasn't
Japanese.
A, no, it wasn't a
oh, Cammy.
Kid.
Cammy was whitish.
Wait, who?
Cammy. She was in Street Fighter Alpha. No, Street Fighter,
her.
Super Street Fighter 2.
Really? There was a white chicken there?
And then they put in the Indian because it's politically correct.
The Native American? Or the no, or the,
well,
the
they
Indian.
They had
the
Indian.
Yeah, they had
Native
the Indian
American.
Guy.
Sorry. Forgot Columbus Day.
I was always more of a Mortal Kombat guy myself.
Well, she
like,
do have Mortal
I liked,
Kombat.
I like Killer Instinct.
Yeah, Killer Instinct.
That was the
good.
One that I was good at.
Wow, really?
I knew the combos and shit.
Wow, that's
Nick,
funny.
Let's talk about people getting tattoos.
No tattoos.
He gets all mad. Some guy.
I don't get mad at people getting tattoos. I get mad at people being excited about that they got tattoos and got to tell everybody about it.
Instagram it and shit.
Check out my new work.
Well,
I don't show anybody my tattoos.
You show them your dick, though.
Well, partly because
my,
I don't
my
have
whole
any,
problem is there used to be a time where being tattooed was a
sacred.
Well, it was like you were pretty much a negative part of society if you had a tattoo in America, anyway.
And now it's like mainstream.
And now it's like as cool as being, you know, having a beard and. You know, top knot or something.
It's true.
So now, if you know. Want to offend someone, you have to have an offensive tattoo, not just a tattoo.
I'm offensive anyway. I have a shitty robot.
I don't know. What's an offensive tattoo?
A dick.
Penis
Where?
On your cheek?
A penis on your cheek.
Who's that offensive to?
Everybody's
not
had
to
that
me.
At one
I
point
enjoy
or another.
I mean, no matter who it is, I mean. The Christians are not going to like it.
That's well, fair.
Dude, I've seen plenty of Christians with tattoos.
Well,
tons.
As long as it's Jesus.
You know what, though? You
it's because they.
You don't see the crucifix with Jesus on it as a tattoo so much.
Yes, you see it a lot.
Put it up in the
that's very big in the Hispanic community.
A Virgin de Guadalupe.
Because they got the candles and shit, too, out. You know.
Right. all that weird Santeria paraphernalia and whatnot. Yeah.
So,
I don't even know what this is anymore. I don't care.
It's but really, we've taken some weird turns.
Before we go, because we got to knock this off here.
Why?
Trying to kick
well, because
off?
The battery's dying. I got other
energy. Oh, so
but,
okay. He's got a time limit.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, but before that,
we've taken up too much time.
I wanted to say was, we really should do that, like, once a month. Check up on Break the Hero podcast that you're back.
We can do that. It'll probably be very, very bad.
Laughing over there.
As the election gets closer, it's going to turn very political.
Oh wow, house divided.
So it's fucking Scott,
right?
No, I don't think we're divided. We're still pissed off that there's nobody to vote for.
Right. Well, I mean, okay.
But now what's going to happen is
Break the Hero cannot get into politics because
I think we all agree that Trump right now is worse.
Well, is the worst? Four Break the Heroes agree that Trump is worse, or is it all of you?
Unanimous.
Is it unanimous?
I don't know if Joe.
Trump may be the Trump. Clyde may be the only one that likes Trump.
No, he doesn't like Trump.
Does he? I'm not sure.
That's because he doesn't like Bernie. So he's got to go the opposite.
Anti-Bernie.
Yeah. Well, that's the only choice that we're given.
Like, I don't like socialism.
It's like,
so I like Nazism.
Which was socialism?
The Nazis instead of the socialists.
Oh,
and no, and meanwhile,
well, that's
going to
do. Everybody, thanks for coming
everybody
on. Check out Break the Hero on BreakTheHero.com. Check out OSF at OSF on Facebook.
Facebook.com.
Reverb Nation.
/
Spotify.
OSF loves kitties.
And Spotify.
Yeah.
We have some shit on Spotify.
Yeah, did we have your permission to play your fucking
Studios.
Shit yet? You gave me that CD months ago and I haven't played it
Thunder
yet.
Horse.
Why haven't you played it?
Because they're all like, don't play the new CD yet.
I have one. Remind me.
I think Joe said something. I don't know. I'll do it.
So it
I got
like
fucking playing with blood too. I do the fuck I want.
Get it. Just
yeah.
Like here's the
fucking
check
money.
All these records I've done.
Anyway, we're out. Not for hair. Hold on.